Hey folks, you are back on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Jasper. We are broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. If you were tuning in before, you would have caught my hour with Justice McClellan, local musician, Blue Jay, Mesa Luna, Harlequin Gold. Excuse me. He brought in some music for Fun Drive because we are in the middle of Fun Drive. We are collecting donations to keep CITR and Discorder running. It's a big part of our year, and we appreciate all the help that the community gives to us. If you wish to contribute to Fun Drive, you can phone us at 604-822-8648, or you can head to citr.ca to donate. There's a big button at the bottom of the page. And now I am joined in studio with a very special guest. Neola is in studio with me. Neola,
hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited for the music that you've brought in to play for us. I asked you to bring in stuff that sort of relates to the theme of crushes.
See, you asked a perfect person.
Did I?
I am the R&B champion.
Okay. I feel like it is really like crushy music too. It's the kind of music you listen to like with your crushes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For me, it's running R&B, walking R&B, crushing R&B.
No matter what.
I am here for Valentine's Day.
Love it. That's great. Well, maybe before we hit the music, Neola, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself? Because, you know, you and I don't know each other too well, so...
Well, what is there to know? I'm a Toronto native.
Oh,
at
right
this
on.
Point, and also spent some time in Montreal.
Cool.
So Vancouver is my third major city.
Yeah.
And I think at this point I feel like a Vancouverite.
Okay.
I've seen the mountains. I've seen the rain.
Cool. What brought you to Vancouver?
UBC.
Oh, right on.
So I am here studying creative writing.
Oh, great.
And hopefully I will just start to write some amazing scripts one day.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Make my life into some entertainment.
And maybe, I mean, maybe there's like some CITR radio in your future too. You're interested in maybe.
This is the first place I have felt at home.
Oh, that's
UBC.
So good to hear.
I usually spend a lot of time in the background on campus,
okay.
Just navigating to and fro. But as soon as I entered CITR, that's it. I'm like, sign me up here permanently. I am home.
Hey, that's so great to hear. We really appreciate that. We try to keep a really open and awesome attitude to folks who want to get involved. I mean, we're here to provide opportunities for people to get involved in media and do their own thing. So
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I definitely see me spending a lot of time. You will be hearing my voice quite often, I believe, around here.
Well, you know what? The other thing, we could use more like R&B programming at this station. So,
Jasper, that is my middle name at this point.
Okay.
So ask and you shall receive.
Okay, well, why don't we start with some music? What do you want to listen to first?
Okay, since this is a party for two, you and I, Jasper.
Yeah, it's just you and me.
Let's start with some Shania Twain.
Okay, great. Now, I love Shania. I can just cue it up real quick. Which tune do you want?
Party for Two.
Okay, so now why don't you tell me a bit about why you're crushing on this song so hard?
This song was given to me... It was drilled into my head, and I remember I was in Montreal in 2013, and after a great night out on the Montreal scene, my friend and I would go back home, and she has this thing where she likes to continue with the karaoke. So
yeah,
when the night is done, this was her anthem all the time, and she would always make us dance until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So party for two.
End of the night kind of jam for you.
End of the night, but the beginning of a party.
And the beginning of a party. Okay, so I have a follow-up question for you. Now, there appears to be a pop version with Mark McGrath and a country version with Billy Currington.
Take the pop version for 100.
With Mark? All right, here it is.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
I'm having a party. Wanna come?
Nah, I don't think so, baby.
Oh, come on. It's gonna be lots of fun.
Yeah? Huh.
Yeah. sexy in your socks.
We can polish the floor.
In case of anybody knocks.
Better lock all the doors.
Yeah, all the things I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna do it too.
I wanna try something new.
I wanna try that too.
I tell you that it,
it doesn't matter what I wear. Cause it's only gonna be
you and me there.
All
we really need.
We're gonna
party hard and
just
you and me.
And
don't think about it now.
Don't
even doubt it now.
I'm inviting you
to a party for two.
Shania Twain and Mark McGrath, Party for Two, a selection from my guest, Naola.
Yes, I think that's a good start. I think we're off to a good start.
Some classic CanCon.
Yes, you know, we were just discussing that if we saw Shania Twain, if she was walking down the street, I probably wouldn't know it's her, but there would be an ambience that suggests.
Yeah, I think there would be some kind of electricity or something. I think our bodies, like... this might get a little abstract, but like our bodies, there are vibrational sort of signals that extend beyond the physical limits
of our
body.
Let the record show that Jasper is frilling his hands right now in demonstration of the energy.
Well, I was doing like waveform things, but actually I forgot to mention this. We are streaming right now online on Twitch, which is a new thing for us. So if there's anyone watching on Twitch, they can see me doing this thing. Anyways, we're listening to music about that remind Naola of crushes in some way or some form, and so we should move right along. What do you want to listen to next, Naola?
I think next on the list for me would be "Fantasy" by Mariah Carey.
Now, this is a song that I'm very familiar with, but tell me about your relationship with this song.
Mariah Carey is the queen of Christmas and the queen of Valentine's Day.
She is the queen of Christmas.
She is.
Yes.
She is. And surprisingly, this is actually not one of her greatest hits.
There's been so many.
I know.
She might be like one of the record holders or the record holder for most number ones.
Yes, she
is. I believe
she
is, right?
58 on the Billboard charts.
58.
If I am certain.
That is shocking.
Yes. So this is a song that I think of when... you're getting ready to go on a date and you get yourself in a good mood and make sure that your makeup is right. Fantasy. This is the song that you play. This is the hype song.
All right, here it is.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey with that classic song Fantasy. That really takes me back.
It definitely is a transformation through time, but an endless one at that.
Yeah.
You can listen to that song any day.
It's timeless. It's timeless. I will never not smile when that song comes on.
Mariah Carey makes a lot of people happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool.
We're proud of her.
If you're just tuning in, my name's Jasper and I'm in studio with Neola and we are hanging out. It's Fun Drive. We are accepting donations for Fun Drive still. We're coming to the end of it, folks. And if you wish to contribute, we would very much appreciate it. And there's several ways you can do that. You can phone 604-822-8648 or you can head to citr.ca/donate. There's a big button at the bottom of the page that will guide you through it. Also, you can join us tomorrow at Redgate for our Fun Drive finale. So much happening. What? Psy, Cannon, Devours, Big City, DJ Frankie Teardrop. It's going to be an excellent show. Great way to show your support. Just come have a beer with us and see some cool music.
Whether you're single or whether it's your first date, it's a good event to show up to, guys.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so I know a lot of you folks might have romantic plans. And Neola, during the song break, you were telling me that you have romantic plans for tomorrow.
I do. I'm going on a first date.
That's so exciting.
For Valentine's Day, no pressure.
No pressure. Yeah, there's no pressure attached to that.
Yeah, you know, true fact, I actually don't date a lot.
Sure.
So, but chance would have it that I keep running into the same individual over the last few years.
Okay.
And actually haven't seen him for like 2 years.
Okay.
He said to me, he's like, this is it. Every time I see you, you disappear into the abyss.
Yeah.
So I'm taking you out this time.
Oh, that's an extra, that's a different layer.
Yes.
To all of this. So this one has been sort of brewing for years.
It has. It has.
Okay. Can I ask you a couple questions about it?
Go right ahead.
Okay. So, in your past encounters with this person, was there sort of a romantic spark sort of
yes.
present?
You see, I try to avoid people that make me blush.
Okay. Well, now, why is that?
And because I'm always trying to, you know, be the strong one.
Oh, I see.
But without fail, he always makes me laugh.
Okay.
And usually I don't even like funny guys.
Okay.
So there's something a little special about him. So I'm going in this at a disadvantage already.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I always love people. Like I love to laugh. To me,
yes.
that's like what makes me attracted to a person. So I wonder yeah, what is it about like humor that
See, for humor in general is great.
Okay.
Life is serious sometimes.
Sure.
If you can make me laugh.
Yeah.
That's good. But there's such a balance to it. And when it comes to, I don't know about girl code, but when it comes to me, if you make me laugh too much on a first date, it throws me off my game.
Oh.
You know, I have to stay on my toes. You can't disarm me.
Yes. No, that's the word for it.
Yes.
It can be very disarming.
Yes. Yeah, so he has a way of doing that already.
Oh.
So I'm a little shy, which never happens either.
Okay. I get it. So you guys getting dinner?
Yes, we're going to get some dinner.
Cool.
I have left it all in his hand.
Oh, okay.
And I had to fight every single urge not to just book a restaurant in case that he doesn't get a reservation in time. I'm not trying to micromanage.
Oh, do you like to micromanage?
You know, sometimes it's good to be safe. I know my friend of mine, a few years ago, she made 3 reservations at restaurants she really liked.
Yeah.
And waited until somebody asked her. So she already had it planned.
I see.
It's like, do you want to take me to dinner? Yes. And she's like, well, here's where we're going, 8:30. So sometimes us women, we need to give men more credit that they can pull a first date off without our help.
You know, but being proactive and being prepared is never a bad thing.
Yes, especially on Valentine's Day when...
Sure.
Everyone comes out the house for some reason.
For some reason, yeah.
All of the people I never see in Vancouver
are
all of a sudden at restaurants.
So, are you saying that you have not made a backup reservation for tomorrow? Or you're trusting
I have
this
not
chap?
Made a backup reservation
Good
for tomorrow.
You. Yeah. You know, if his reservation falls through, then maybe you can have some awesome spontaneous dinner somewhere else.
Yes. You know what? I'm also open to just going back, just having a glass of wine and a conversation. I feel like sometimes dinner is not the best time to get to know somebody.
Yeah, just have a low-key glass of wine.
Exactly. Man. And I like to eat, so it's going to be a lot of, it's going to be a lot more than salads and probably not so much conversation.
All right, well, I hope, Neil, I hope that date goes great. I hope.
I think it will.
Okay.
I have a little trust in him.
Yeah, I think it'll go great.
And I love when men try, so I like when they're like in the... I like when men have crushes. And I, at this point, I think it's safe to say that he has a little bit of a crush on me.
Oh, he must, yeah.
Yeah, so the next song I would love to listen to is all about men trying to spit their game, but 90s R&B style.
Great. What are we going to hear?
We will hear Hey Lover by LL Cool J and Boyz II Men.
Oh, man. The classics just keep going.
Yes.
All right, here it is.
I've been watching you from afar. As long as I can remember, you're all a real man can need and ever ask for, baby. This is love, girl. This is more than a crush.
It was Harlem at the Ruckers. Yeah. I saw you with your man, smiling, huh? A Coach bag in your hand. I was laying in the coupe with my hat turned back. We caught eyes for a moment, and that was that. So I skated off as you strolled off, looking at them legs. Goddamn, they look so soft. I gotta take you from your man, that's my mission. If his love has really got to handle competition. You only knew him 5 months.
That's right.
Besides, he drink too much and smoke too many blunts. And I be working out every day thinking about you. Looking at my own eyes in the rear view. Catching flashbacks of our eye contact. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back. I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. I can't believe it, I ain't had a crush in years. Hey, love. At the bus stop waiting every day. Your man must think it's safe for you to travel that way. And I don't want to violate your relationship, so I lay back in the cut with a crush, that's a trip. Still, he can't stop me from having daydreams, tonguing you down with vanilla ice cream. Kissing on your thighs under moonlight, searching your body with my tongue, girl, all night. I wonder one day could it be simple dreams could turn into reality. Our love would come down so naturally. We would walk down the aisle of destiny. But your man get his hustle on, got your type scared. Break you off a little chump change to do your hair. It seems to be enough to satisfy your needs, but there's a deeper level if you follow our lead.
Hey, love.
At the mall, standing at the payphone, about to make a call. I had a vision, it was me on the other end, telling you come by, and then you walked in. I touched you gently with my hands. We talked about traveling to distant lands, escaping all the madness out here in the world, becoming my wife, no longer my girl. Then you let your dress fall down to the floor. I kissed you softly and you yearned for more. Experience pleasure unparalleled. Into an ocean of love we both fell. Swimming in the timeless currents of pure bliss. Fantasies interchanging with each kiss. Undying passion unites our souls. Together we swim until the point of no control. But it's a fantasy, you won't come true. We never even spoke and your man sway love you. So I'ma keep all these feelings inside. Keep my dreams alive until the right time.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
fantasy, kid. Word up. Hey, love. Hey, love. Hey, love. This is more than a crush. Hey, love. Hey, love. Hey, love. This is more than a crush. Hey, love. Hey, love. Hey, love. This is more than a crush. Hey, love.
Classic fade out there. That was Boyz II Men with LL Cool J. Another selection from Nayola.
You know, I'm learning a lot about Jasper off air. Or
yeah, we're getting to know each other.
Jasper is a musician.
It's true, I am. I'm a musician.
Self-taught musician.
It's also true, yeah.
So what happened? You decided to pick up the piano one day?
Yeah,
the
pretty
keyboard,
much.
Put it on your lap and said, this is it.
Yeah, you know what happened? I met some kids at summer camp.
Okay.
And they all played music. And I don't know, I was like 13 or 14. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that like you could just go play, like learn instruments and play music. I always kind of loved music, but it never occurred to me to like make music. So after I met those kids, I just got a guitar and started hacking away at it in my bedroom. It's pretty much,
wow.
It's pretty much it.
So honestly, scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
How good are you?
At playing like guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Like six.
A six.
A six
out
of 10.
And how long have you been playing for?
Well, I got my first guitar when I was 16. Mm-hmm. So about half my life.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Self-taught.
Self-taught. Yeah, I'm okay. I play in bands and stuff, and I'm a good rhythm guitarist, and I can write riffs and stuff, but like I'm not like a lead guitar hero kind of person.
So what's your
person.
Stage name? What's the rock star name?
Oh, I actually play under my own name.
Okay,
yeah,
Jasper.
Just, yeah.
Like
yeah,
the
yeah.
mighty mountains.
Like the mighty mountains of Jasper.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, it's nice of you to ask, Nayola.
Yes. You know what? I love meeting people.
Yeah.
And when you sit down with somebody and you have an hour of time, it's best to get to know them, right?
Yeah, totally.
So if you had a song to play on this wonderful list, what would you play?
Oh, my goodness. Well, if we're talking about musical crushes, oh, I have so many musical crushes. But I don't want to take up space on your playlist. This is your playlist. I get to do this all the time.
Well, if you insist.
I do.
Then
I
we
do.
Must carry on.
Yeah. What are we? What's next up on the hit parade?
Next up, we will do Candy Rain by Soul for Real.
Cool. Now, this is a song that I am not familiar with. So please tell me about Candy Rain or
it
Soul for Real.
Is Valentine's Day in Vancouver.
Okay.
It's talking about candy-coated raindrops.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
So for the beautiful, I don't really know what to say about this song. You need to hear it, and then I think we could talk about it.
Okay. Is this the same era that we've been living in?
Yes, we're all living in the 90s.
Still the
90s? Right now, yes.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
It's my time.
All right. This is Candy Rain by Soul for Real.
Dream of, can Fundrive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is happening right now. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out? It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like, da-da-da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. Hosting free radio and podcast trainings, publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our fund drive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th. You can show your crush on CITR right now by visiting citr.ca/donate.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
That's right, folks. The Crush Parade continues here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Jasper. I'm still hanging out with Nayola. We're listening to Nayola's Crush Jams. We've been hanging out in the 90s a lot.
Yes.
It's been fun.
Yes, it has. We will continue with the 90s.
We're going to continue hanging out
in the
90s. I live in the
90s.
We were just talking about how like pop culture is really like rebooting a lot of 90s culture lately, right?
Yes. It movies, songs. I just feel like you can't get away from the 90s. Even Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is coming back.
Yeah. And like, you know, the Backstreet Boys are on
yes.
tour right now.
NSYNC is on tour. No. Did they cancel? Did they not make it to tour?
You know what? If they're not on tour now, they're going to be on tour soon.
Yeah, but right? You know what? It's good for them. It's good to bring back. I guess the 90s is now like the 80s.
It's wild.
Exactly. Or the 70s.
It's crazy, man.
It's finally its own era.
Yeah.
It's finally proven
it's vintage.
The test of time.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a good time.
Yeah.
And I was born in the 90s, obviously, so it's a greater time.
I was born in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah, I was born in the late 80s.
So what was crushing like in the 80s?
Well, the oldest I was in the 80s was 3, so I don't really know. I think it felt a lot like you know, those movies that were really popular. Like, what was that director who made all those movies? You know, with like Molly Ringwald and like Breakfast Club, and like that was what crushing was like. It was all
Neil is shaking her head.
Yeah,
her lack of knowledge for movies.
It's okay. It was before my time too. But I remember what crushing was like in the 90s.
Tell me.
Well, a lot of these songs bring me back to like my first sort of social experiences that were like community dances and stuff. Mm-hmm. They would be put on by Much Music.
Yes.
You remember those?
Yes, I do.
And they would come and it would be like $5 and they would have a big like video screen and they would just play music videos.
You
would like work up the nerve to ask someone to dance.
Jasper just brought up a really good point. I think I want to listen to some Backstreet Boys now.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yes. I don't think we can get through crushes without some Backstreet Boys.
Well, if we're specifically talking about the 90s and crushes, then you're probably right. Now, tell me about your relationship with the Backstreet Boys.
You know, it's funny because most of the songs that we've played... I've like inherited them.
Okay.
Like in Guyana, I came to Canada when I was 7, 8, so this has to be before I was 7.
Right.
All of these songs, Celine Dion, my grandmother used to play it.
Yeah.
You would hear Backstreet Boys. You would just hear so, like Boys to Men. And I didn't really understand who they were.
Okay.
But I always knew their music. Yeah. Always. So growing up, it's kind of just like inherited. It's just, it's a part of me now.
Yeah. It traveled across.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now that I am very Canadianized and just reflecting on having such early memories and knowing these songs verbatim, it just shows how big of an impact that they've made, and they've transcended a lot of borders.
Truly global.
Yes.
No doubt.
Definitely.
And, you know, that music, it's such a formative time in your life. It's like that's, and music has this way of like permeating your psyche and staying there.
Yes.
You know?
So the Backstreet Boys, my grade four dance, my first dance I've ever had, because I came here in grade three. And that's all that we dance to.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys, and then grade six dance, Usher,
Yeah.
That was the song.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that one.
Yes. Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Well, now which Backstreet Boys song you want to do?
What are my options here?
Well, pretty much anything on their catalog that's on Spotify we can listen to.
Let us do the very good...
Like, I can pull up some of their older albums if you want. Do you want the original album, Backstreet's Back? I can pull up Millennium. God, I remember when Millennium came out, man.
This is really a tough choice.
Yeah.
Should we just go to the I Want It My Way?
I mean...
What is the name of that song I'm thinking?
Okay, let's go. Here's the OG Backstreet Boys album, which has a lot of hits on it. You know, I'm going down. There's... Get Down, I'll Never Break Your Heart, Quit Playing Games.
Quit Playing Games. That is the song. No. Thank you so much.
It's a ballad.
It is.
Do you have a specific like memory attached to this song?
So at one point, I think my oldest brother thought he was either a Backstreet Boy or Cisco. It depends.
Or Cisco.
A lot of gems. I spent a lot of time just looking at him and wondering what he's up to. And he knew this Quit Playing Games verbatim.
Well, we should dedicate this to
him
then.
Yes, this is to my oldest brother, who is a DJ and helps me with this playlist. Quit Playing Games With My Heart by the Backstreet Boys.
Being true to me, deep within my soul,
sound, hey? From the 90s. Whoa, excuse me. That was the Backstreet Boys.
An amazing throwback. They are always welcome on tour. I will be there, not in the front row, but I will be there showing my support for the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I was like flipping through a paper yesterday or the day before, and there was a big ad for the Backstreet Boys.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, like on tour somewhere.
Somewhere, name not here?
They might be coming. I mean, I'm sure they'll be coming through here. We can do a quick Google search.
Hopefully they can sell out the Rogers Arena and I don't have to travel to the PNE and have an outdoor concert.
Let's see here. Yeah, Rogers Arena.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for the boys.
Good for them.
You know, Simpsons make a lot of great predictions. And the time I saw the Backstreet Boy episode, I knew they weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, they're August 9th. Backstreet Boys are playing Vancouver Rogers Arena.
Well,
Sunday.
If this date goes well, I see a follow-up date in August. To the Backstreet Boys. If he survives that one, he's a keeper.
If he can score tickets.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. All right, Nayola, we got time for a couple more tunes before we sign off here for Fun Drive. What do you want to do next?
Well, it's not really R&B and it's not really Valentine's Day without our really amazing superhero, Celine Dion.
Yeah, national treasure.
So, Because You Love Me, by Celine Dion is definitely next on our queue.
Okay. Anything you want to share with us about this song before we hit it?
This song, I grew up in Guyana, so as I was telling Jasper off when the mic cut off, that I spent a lot of time just reminiscing. So when I hear this song, I just remember the warm days of Guyana, probably not doing much because I was under 7 years old.
Oh, so this is like a nostalgic song.
Yes, and just hear it as the breeze just hit the coconut trees. Oh, this is that song for me.
That's nice.
Thank you.
All right, here it is.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw me through it all. You were my strength when I was weak. You were my
Celine Dion, everybody. Our national treasure. Great selection, Nayola.
Thank you. And you know what? Give it up for the queen.
The queen.
She knows what she's doing.
The queen. So, hey, everybody. You are still listening to CITR. My name's Jasper. My guest is Nayola. All this music has been courtesy of Nayola. We are still in the middle of Fun Drive, or not the middle, more like the end. The phones are open, 604-822-8648. If you want to show some love for CITR and Discorder, or you can head to citr.ca. There's a big button on the homepage. Also, tomorrow is the big finale of Fun Drive. Very fun party at Redgate. Doors are at 8 o'clock, or 8:30, I think. Yeah, so please come have a drink with us and celebrate local art and culture with us. And Nayola, it's been so fun hanging out with you on air.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure.
The time has flown by so quickly.
I know, and I you know, Nayola, I know you're new to the station, and you're considering the possibilities. Maybe you'll do a show. Maybe you'll do a podcast.
Yes.
It's not clear yet,
but
I think it's safe to bet that the listeners here at CITR will hear your voice again.
Yes, as I said, I enjoy being here, and Jasper, you have also made me feel so comfortable.
Great, I'm very glad to hear that. We have time for one more song from your playlist.
It is not an R&B sign off, especially a '90s one without some Boys to Men.
Right,
and this puts the emotion back in men when they used to cry and it sounded beautiful. So, just like our time together, Jasper, this is "The End of the Road" by Boys to Men.
You know we belong together. I don't have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this. You'll be mine forever, baby. You just see.
We belong together, and you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my together forever, you and I.
just didn't care. You just don't understand how much I love you, do you? I'm here for you. I'm not out to go out there and cheat all night, just like you did, baby, but that's alright. I love you anyway. And I'm still gonna be here for you till my dying day, baby. Right now, I'm just in so much pain, baby, because you just won't come back to me, will you? Just come back to me. Yes, baby, my heart is lonely. My heart hurts, baby. Yes, I feel pain too.
No, 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 no,